Two more songs, and then we got work in the morning, 'cause we're adults now. It don't matter.
Disappear. see. Christ, he loves me. What's the use? But he just hits me when he's finished with the news. He's into it. All over it. Excuse me while I feel confused now. No more questions, no more light bulbs, no more clues in all these houses, chasing down all each of you. So call me crazy, call me crass or slightly crude, but if you need me, I can't stand for this abuse.
One more song. After this song, then we will be Butt Soda. And everything will be good. Everything will be good. calling in. Mikey D, we salute you.
Dogtooth. Thank you, Dogtooth. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That was Dogtooth. Live and in person, in the flesh, just for you. Hopefully they'll have a couple minutes to be able to chit-chat with us before they go home for the night. I'm here with you until midnight. My name is Pam. This is On the Town with Mikey D. We are here every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. until midnight, bringing you the best of local music. And for us, local music means music from New England, all over New England. But I also share with you important informations, such as the informations I'm about to share with you. Are you ready? Here I go. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more information on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org. That's MASSMED.org, and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Do I have Dogtooth?
Hi.
I have Dogtooth. Greetings, Dogtooth. Look at how that worked. That's amazing. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Dogtooth. You are speedy. What speedy gentleman you are.
Oh, we have to be fast.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I got three mics for you over there. Three mics, three headphones.
All
right, moving down. But you can also move the mics. I love that you are so accommodating. You are such lovely gentlemen that you are moving your actual selves. You're so nice.
Sometimes.
In this particular instance, I am complimenting you on your niceness. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
You are a tight band. Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. And you have a brand new album out, is that right?
Yes, it's an EP on our Bandcamp under Dogtooth.
Toot.
For legal reasons.
Because somebody got there first.
Yeah, no, there's like seven bands named Dogtooth.
But yours is the best.
Yeah. We're the one from here.
we're here now.
Exactly. And you can actually find them on Facebook very easily, Dogtooth MA, because they're from Massachusetts, right here in New England. And your EP is called Push Me, Pull You, and people can find it at dogtooth.bandcamp.com.
Yes, much like a fart.
It's exciting. It's exciting stuff. I like it very much. Would you gentlemen mind terribly introducing yourselves and your role in the band? And you can answer me seriously, what instrument you play and sort of those sorts of things. Or you can answer me in a comical manner if you prefer to do so. People, I would say it's a 50-50. It's a crapshoot for me. I don't know what kind of answer I'm going to get out of you. And so that's part of the fun.
Is there a third option?
The third option would
you
be to...
You can leave.
I'll see you later.
Or mime. There's also mime. And I could interpret... For the people at home, what's happening in the studio?
Do you accept Esperanto?
Yes.
Oh, good. I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
My name is Nick. I play guitar and sing.
My name is David. I play the bass guitar.
I'm Chris. I play drums.
See, none of us went for the joke.
No.
I like that, though. Very earnest. What earnest young men. Now, how long have you guys been playing together? Because it seems like I'm feeling years of experience in being enmeshed in one another. But is that a real thing? Did I make that up in my little mind?
Kind of. We mesh. Sometimes.
There's some meshing.
There's meshing.
Chris and I live together.
Yes.
So we get along real well.
That's the mesh.
Yeah.
They tolerate me.
We do good.
Yeah, you do all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You give me snacks. You give me snacks, man. That's all I need.
We started, what, like 2 years ago now? Almost to the day.
We met at summer camp.
Yeah.
And
In January.
2 years ago to the day at summer camp.
The only ones there.
Our parents hated us.
It could have been in Australia. I think they're having summer right now.
No, I don't want to go to Australia.
No?
But no, Chris and I started playing, and then there were various members in the band, and then David came along because he had nothing better to do, and he's very generous. And then we've been playing as a three-piece for about a year now.
Year and a half?
Yeah. But it's fun. It's a good time.
it sounds like a good time. It's a fabulous noise that you create together.
Thank you.
Are you creating this noise live and in person for people in the near future? Are there times when people can come and visit you in person? And I don't mean stalking. I mean like coming and seeing you perform.
I mean, I'll take friends. I'm good for a conversation.
You have friends.
So we have nothing particularly booked at the moment. We're actually disbanding soon because young Christopher has received his golden goose and is going to become a personal assassin in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, I'm moving to Portland, Oregon. So the band
kills
is...
people.
How exciting. Kills people and bands.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. There's plenty of them out there. So.
Too many bands. Mm. Kill them all.
The mental image of the golden goose, and then it grew large enough for you to ride.
Yeah,
nobody
the
waited
country.
For the golden egg.
We drive.
Just killed the golden goose.
I'm not in it for the eggs, man. Eggs I got. I ain't got no goose.
You want that goose?
Give me that goose. But yeah, we do have a farewell show in the works. Probably going to be posted on the internet at some point, but we don't have the specifics lined up.
And the best way for people to know about this show, so they can see you live and in person before you ride off on your golden goose, and you two presumably find some more snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. Keep an eye on Facebook.
Is to keep an eye on
O'Brien's,
Facebook.
Calendar.
It's one of the two places that we play. It's either going to be at O'Brien's and Charlie's, probably O'Brien's.
I like both of those places. Yeah. So perfect. And they're walking distance between the two. So if you get mixed up on the night,
That's
stroll on over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be great. It'll be grand.
It's a very cold stroll over the river there, but it is worth it.
Oh, it will be worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To see the golden goose and Dogtooth. Dogtooth. Dogtooth MA, because they are from Massachusetts. They are not from Oregon.
Not from Oregon. Not from Sweden.
Not from Sweden or wherever the seven other Dogtooths are from.
Australia.
Not from Australia.
The Australian summer camp Dogtooth.
Probably Greece.
No, we're Butt Soda now. That's the name of the band.
That's what I always wanted anyway.
See, I didn't know if you meant Butt Soda, as in soda from butts, or if you were saying, you know, life is but a dream. We are Butt Soda.
I appreciate you giving us that much credit. It's the first one.
Okay.
It's soda from the butt.
Soda from the butt.
No, it's a fountain. Yeah.
What I want to can I ask you a question, Nick, about something that you said? The first thing that you said.
I don't remember.
You said hardcore bedroom pump.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what was being described that band was hardcore bedroom pop.
I don't see a difference.
Your way is much funnier.
Well, that's. I figured I'd run with it.
Yeah.
But
Sue's our concert report expert was somewhat dismayed and thought that perhaps she had misspoken and announced
Are they a pump?
The band's style as being hardcore bedroom pump. But it was not.
Thought I misheard you, and it's been 40 minutes and I've been waiting to ask that question.
We could have stalled it. We could have just like taken
I mean
a
you could have you could have right made here. Us both very worried.
Just a 40-minute dissertation on the needs for hardcore bedroom pumps, which I'm all for.
Well, yes, you have the need.
I don't know if you're aware of my company that we have a Kickstarter and an Indiegogo.
Oh, is this for shoes?
It's going
for
tax.
It's for that stupid pizza cutter that's also a fork,
and it's shaped like the Starship Enterprise.
No. That's a big no.
You don't need either of those tools
hard
to eat a whole
no.
pizza.
No. All you need.
Where's your ambition? Just fold that thing.
Every pizza. Every pizza is a personal pizza. That's how you feel afterwards.
See? There we go.
I want that on my headstone.
There you go.
Wisdom from Dogtooth, also known as Hardcore Bedroom Pump, also known as Butt Soda.
The first one, yeah.
The first one. Not the second one.
No.
Don't get confused. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it mixed up.
That's the one from Sweden.
We are but soda. Life is but a dream. Dogtooth, MA. On Facebook, you can find them because they are from Massachusetts. And you can find them. Dogtoot. Who doesn't want a dogtoot? Dogtoot. .bandcamp.com. You'll be able to find their EP. And keep an eye on them online so you know when to see them in person. Gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
I thank you, and I release you into the night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was super fun.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Dogtooth. I have more musics. This is pre-recorded live musics, or not live musics. These are dead musics. This is Winter Pills with Feed the Spider.
Thank you so much.
Bones and teeth.
in the night. And make you right. When you swagger like king of everything, don't forget about me.
Yes, the Gravel Pit, King of Everything, off the Gravel Pit Manifesto. Reverse Cellophane off the Jersey Switch. And we started off that set with Winter Pills, Feed the Spider, off their Tuxedo of Ashes EP. It is a little after 11:30 p.m. You are listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. This is On the Town with Mikey D. We're here with you every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight, bringing you the best of all music all over New Angleland. And I got some more for you. If you think you can handle it, this is Gigolo Wants, Where I Find My Heaven.
Taxi's red. Yeah.
future Carnivores there with their song Melt the Sky, their EP of the same name, Bird Language, their song Navy Blue, and we started off that set with Gigolo Aunt's Where I Find My Heaven off Flippin' Out. And I'm flipping out because I only have time for a handful more songs, so I'm going to go straight into that. I've been Pam. I will continue to be Pam. You will continue to be you. This will continue to be WMFO Medford. On the Town with Mikey D. We'll be back next Wednesday. So tune in. We still have some time for some more musics. This right here, this is Jenny and the Jets. Jenny and the Gents. That's what I said. Clouds gotta rain.
Thank you. faithless. Driving all this way to watch the woods grow darker. The orchard in the rain, the fields, the tractor, the wind that brushes past on its way to northward. We'll be right back.
That is their Deep North, You Can't Fight a Ghost off Sound and Light, Varsity Drag, before that Long Way Home off Night Owls. And we started off that set with Jenny and the Gents, A Cloud's Gotta Rain. It is coming up on midnight, and that means that it's coming up on time for me to go and say so long, farewell, Wiedersehen, goodbye, or something like that. Hey, I'm local. I can sing on this show. On the Town with Mikey D, every Wednesday night. My name is Pam. I'm heading home soon. I'm going to play one more song before I go. This is a local band that was just added to a show that's happening at once that you'll probably want to check out on March 1st. So you got a couple weeks to plan it out and figure out what you're going to do and when. But the Monochrome Set and the Very are coming to Once Somerville. And this little band right here is going to be opening. So this is Milling Gowns with Pinch and Bust.